This poem was written after a visit to Cragside, a National Trust property in Northumberland. Slipping Chains. Sir William Armstrong, inventor and Victorian philanthropist, I tiptoe round your country house, stop respectfully at cord barriers. I pass the fine statue on the stair before I realise she's there, life-size, the handsome black girl in bronze. Each room excels in harmony, the boudoir. Now, who could live in such proportion, measured taste? I almost long for something which looks unmatched or out of place. Here and there the walls are hung with framed certificates, distinctions, decorations and citations. Photos show impressive guests, the Prince of Wales, the Crown Prince of Japan. Everywhere are signs of your quick mind and your inventiveness. Even in the kitchen, your designs made light of heavy jobs. Each little inefficiency sparked off invention, lifts and spits and water systems. And at work, your designs progressed from cranes and dock gates to artillery and warships. Chains were slipped at Elswick almost monthly from your tyne-built ships. Pride of the Northeast they were, sought by the world's navies. It said you rivaled even Krupp in ironclads. And in the Civil War, Confederate and Union gunned each other down with your fine weaponry. The profits paid the architect, art dealer, landscape gardener, portrait painter, taxidermist, quite the best, the butterfly collector. They paid for your enlightenment, your philanthropy. They paid too for that residual pleasure that you would be remembered, that people would contemplate your brilliance and acquisitions. Even the model warships are works of art. The guns look almost decorative, like mouldings round the boudoir. On the way out, the beauty of your bronze charms once again. This time I look more closely. She's called the slave girl. Only now I see the well-wrought shackles on her wrists. Her mien disarms.